here in Puerto Rico, and pray you are too, wherever you might be. We're having a great day here for the first day of 11 Bread as well in Puerto Rico. We had some rain in last night, but it's been sunshine and some clouds, but mostly blue skies, so it's definitely a blessing with the songs that we are taking part of today. Well, brethren, we are in the beginning of the spring holidays, and I want to talk to you today about an important part of giving, especially when it comes to God and His Word, which we have today in our laps during this high day. I've titled today's offertory, Appreciate God's Blessings. Appreciate God's Blessings. It has been 6 months since the end of the fall holidays, and the last time we took up an offering during God's Feast of Tabernacles. We are commanded by God to do this, and I will start at a set of verses that is familiar to every one of us, I'm sure. Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verses 16 through 17. Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verses 16 and 17. It says, three times a year, all your males must appear before the Lord your God in the place where He will choose, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. And they must not appear before the Lord empty. Every man must give as he is able, in proportion to the blessing of the Lord your God, which He has given you. Reading out of the Modern English Version. These familiar set of verses serve as God's instructions to all of us, especially when it comes to giving an offering to God at His appointed holy days. Now, the base of how we give is important to all of us, because it is how we give that we can truly please God in the first place. We have to consider just how blessed we are as God's chosen people to be able to give to God what is His due to the blessings that He pours out on us every single day. We work throughout the year. We labor in what we do through our various jobs, professions, and backgrounds in different fields. And I want to emphasize just how important it is to appreciate what God has given us throughout the year and be blessed to be able to present an offering to God. I want to give a brief background on this word I just mentioned, and that is blessing. We know this word because we read it every time we open God's holy scriptures during our study and meditation. According to Webster's Dictionary, the word blessing has different meanings. The act or words of one that blesses, a thing conducive to happiness or welfare, grace said at a meal, help and approval from God, and something that helps you or brings happiness. Also, the word blessing has several meanings in the Strong's Concordance. Strong's 1293 from the Hebrew word baraka, which is spelled B-E-R-A-K-A-H, meaning a blessing. Strong's 2128 from the Greek word eulogetos, which is spelled E-U-L-O-G-E-T-O-S, meaning blessed, worthy of praise. And Strong's 2127 from the Greek word eulogeo, which is spelled E-U-L-O-G-E-O, meaning to bless, praise. These meanings give us an idea of just how important it is to appreciate what God has given each of us throughout the year. And it shows God's love toward mankind because it allows us to give as we have received. Although there are strenuous circumstances in life, God does not forget about us. And he shows us his love through the blessings that he pours out on us. It is up to us to appreciate and be thankful in how we give. Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. Another set of familiar verses to all of us. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. It says, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Let every man give according to the purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, so that you, always having enough of everything, may abound to every good work." God will always look at the heart, brethren, especially when it comes to how we give. And it is because our intentions are always being watched, always being monitored, and always being taken into consideration when it comes to giving. God has given us the blessing to present an offering throughout different times of the year. And today marks the first one out of the three that we must give. Now, we do have another blessing to appreciate, and it is not just what God blesses us physically, but also with our calling. A spiritual blessing is what I'm referring to. Our calling is something so unique, special, and important in our lives that we must also appreciate God's blessings through what he does for us spiritually, especially when it comes to the blessing that he has given us through his only begotten Son, our Messiah, Jesus the Christ. During this time of Passover and this first day of unleavened bread, we must come close to what God has given us and reflect that physical blessings are there, but spiritual ones are most important that should be in our lives. Our way to appreciate God's blessings comes from our relationship with him and our Messiah. And it is through our appreciation of what God has given us that we can truly marvel at how God has worked in our lives. Let us continue to appreciate God's blessings daily and to remember that all that has been given to us comes from his blessings and our Messiah's mercy. Let's conclude today's offertory in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 29. Here we will read about our reward for how we are to be in the future, and something that we must also strive for in our lives. Romans chapter 15 and verse 29. It says, "And I know that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ." That does conclude the offertory for today. I will turn services over to Mr. Fleming now.